We will continue our study of the Good News in 7 Wands with lesson number 5, The One Body. What is the body of Christ? Colossians chapter 1, verses 17 and 18 says, "And he, Jesus, is before all things, and in him all things consist, and he, Jesus, is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have preeminence." The body of Christ is the church of Christ. But who is the body of Christ? In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 through 13, we read, "For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit." Remember Galatians chapter 3, 26 and 7? "As many of us as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Therefore we're neither Jew nor Greek, bond nor free, male nor female. We're all one in Christ, and if we're Christ, we're Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." In Acts chapter 2, verse 47, it said that they were praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. Well, who were those that were being saved that the Lord added to the church? Let's go back to Acts chapter 2, verse 40. "And with many other words did he testify and exhort them, saying, Be saved from this perverse generation." Who were those that were being saved? It was those who were obeying the commandment that we read in verse 38 to be baptized. Acts 2:38, "Then Peter said unto them, Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." Baptized believers make up the body or church of Christ. At baptism, we receive the Holy Spirit as a gift. It is at baptism that we are added to the one spiritual body by the Lord. How many bodies of Christ are there? In Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 through 18, we read, "When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, Who do men say that I am? Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, Some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. He said to them, But who do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered and said, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said to him, Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." In Acts chapter 20, notice that Jesus said, "I will build my church," singular church. "I will build my church on the fact that I'm the Christ, the Son of the living God." In Acts chapter 20, verse 28, Paul was writing to the Ephesian elders and said, "Therefore take heed to yourselves and to all the flock among which the Holy Spirit hath made you overseers to shepherd the church of God which he purchased with his own blood." In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 through 13, we read, "For as the body is one and many members, but all members of that one body, being many, are one body, and also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink in one Spirit." Galatians 3:26-29 again says, "For ye are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." There is one body of Christ, which is the church of Christ. Christ built it, and Christ purchased it with his own blood. What is the biblical name of the body of Christ? In Romans chapter 16, verses 1 through 19, we're going to look in some specific places. He said, I commend to you Phoebe, our sister, who is a servant of the church in Centuria. He continues on and we read, it says, likewise, greet the church that is in their house. If you continue on, you see that it says, all of the churches of the Gentiles. So he's speaking of a congregation over here and a congregation that meets over there. Some met in people's houses. He talks of all of the churches of the Gentiles. And then when we get to verse 16, Paul said, greet one another with an holy kiss. The churches of Christ greet you. And then he continues in verse 17 to 19. Now I urge you, brethren, note those who cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you learned, and avoid them. For those who are such do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by smooth words and flattering speech deceive the hearts of the simple. For your obedience has become known to all. Wherefore, I am glad on your behalf, but I want you to be wise in what is good and simple concerning evil. Notice that the bride of Christ, the body of Christ, is called the Church of Christ. Collectively, we had a congregation that met over here and one that met over there, but he says, greet one another with an holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you. And you may have noticed also that they had a common teaching, a common doctrine, and they were told to avoid those who were teaching other things contrary to what they had learned. And so there is a learned doctrine that Jesus taught, that his apostles taught, and it's called the faith. And we will look at that in lesson 6. And so all of the congregations of the Lord's church were collectively called the churches of Christ. They were united in doctrine and were told to avoid those who caused divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine they had learned. So the churches were called the churches of Christ. But what were the members of the body called? In Acts chapter 11, verse 26. And when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. So it was that for a whole year they assembled with the church and taught a great many people. And the disciples were called Christians in Antioch. The disciples were called Christians. The congregations were called churches of Christ because they were the body of Christ. By what authority does this body exist and function? In Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given unto me in heaven and on earth. Go ye therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you even to the end of the age. Amen. In Acts chapter 3, that's what the apostles did. Peter said to them, repent and be baptized, every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. In Acts chapter 4, verse 12, we see the authority of Jesus. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. And so we see that through the name of Jesus, or by the authority of Jesus, salvation comes. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 17, we read, and whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, meaning by the authority of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. The body of Christ, or church of Christ, does all things in the name of Jesus Christ, which means by the authority of Jesus Christ.